We are learning now Daf Chav Dalid, and we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top, in the middle of the Amid, Mai Braisa. Middle of the line, Mai Braisa. We learned in the Mishnah that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that if someone buys a behemoth from a guy, he's not sure if it gave birth yet, but it sees it's nursing a baby, it's nursing another behemoth. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says it must be that it gave birth, because it would not be able to nurse another animal if it didn't give birth. Either it's its own baby or it's a different baby, but it had to at least give birth at one time. That's what our Mishnah said, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says. But the Gemara said before that there is a brisa where someone argues Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now the Gemara is going to say, what's that brisa? My brisa. The time you learned in the brisa, halakech behema, manika merevichavim. Someone purchases a behema that's nursing from the guy, we see at the guy it's nursing a baby. Haba achrav bechar misafik. A baby that's born afterwards to this behema, it's a safik still bechar. Why? It was nursing another baby. It's possible it's nursing another baby, even though it never gave birth to any babies of its own. That's what Tanakhama holds, and that Tanakhama argues on Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel, I know hadava bechaskasai. It's the way it looks, that's the way it is. It looks like it has a baby, and the next baby will be a pashut vadai, will not be a safek bechar. V'chein harishimah, another case, ha'nichasach edre belayla, he goes into his eder at night, goes to his whole group of animals at night, v'ra'a ke'eser, k'chomish esrei mafkirois, v'she'ene mafkirois. He sees 10 to 15 Mafkiris and Mafkiris, you know, between them, there's, you know, seven behemoths who never gave birth and eight behemoths that gave birth already. Mafkiris and Mafkiris. And it comes the next day, Yoldois, they come the next day, Yoldois, and they gave birth. Lamachesh given Matzah's Charm Tluis and Mafkiris, and he sees that they gave birth and there's Charim nursing from the Ena Mafkiris, the ones who already gave birth, but the kavis tluim avkiris, and the kavis are tluim avkiris. So maybe you're worried, maybe you'll think that really everyone's nursing each other's babies, and really the ones who never had a baby before had zcharim. It means they're all bechar, and the kavis that we see came from the einam avkiris. So the Rav Shimon says no, einachay shem nash azu balay etzazu. No, everyone is vade its own baby, and since we see the ones who never gave birth are having the kavis, therefore the children here are not Bechar, because the Nekeva is not a Bechar. Either is Charam. The Charam came from the Behemoth, or the nursing from the Behemoth that already gave birth before, and therefore they are from that Behemoth. So Rav Shimon says two halachas, and both of them sound like that, you know, a Behemoth only nurses its own babies. But now the Gemara is going to clear the Shaila. Rav Shimon says that if you see a Behemoth nursing another baby, it's for sure had given birth either to this one or something else at least. So Mark's not sure about what's Psharim Shimon Gamliel. Davav Chaskasai the Karma Shimon Gamliel. If you see a behema nursing a baby, that is Davav Chaskasai. The Einim Rachemes Elm Kein Yeledes. Ha'heicha Da'elit Chashin L'Ruchume. Is it Pshat, like we said till now, that Rav Shimon holds that it's not, doesn't nurse another baby unless it wants to give birth itself. But, you know, but if it did give birth, it could be Merachem another animal. There's no such thing, fear of Shimon Gamliel, as behemoth nursing someone else's baby, and this must be its own baby. Lamai nafkamina. What's the difference? Anyway, you're part of Fan Bechar. So what's the difference if it's its own baby or not? Lamai says it's part of Fan Bechar because it must have had a baby before. So who cares if this is his baby or not? Her baby or not? Who cares? Let's say you buy both the behemoth and the mother, and you want to shech them the same day, is it a problem or not? It's sure a problem because it's sofik, but do you get malchus or not? If you say it only nurses its own baby and not someone else's baby, then lucky, then it's for sure its own child, therefore for sure you're not allowed to shech the mother and the child the same day, and you get malchus because it's a vada. The amris, the loy de nami rachma, sometimes they'll nurse another baby, as long as it once had a baby, they'll nurse someone else's baby, then loy loki, you will not get malchus. You will not get malchus because it's a suffix if it's oisei espinei or not. Mai. So the question is, let's explain from Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that if you see a nursing mother, is nursing a baby, that if for sure the next animal that it gives birth to is not a bechar, is a pshat because it's never merachim, another animal, and this must be its own baby, or It could be merachim on all animals, but it's only merachim if it already had a child before. That's the Gemara's child. Toshima, let's try being a raya. It says in our Mishnah, Shimon Mermil Eimer, Halakech Behem Revechavim, you buy Behem from a guy, Eina Choshish, and it's Manika, Kech Behem Manika of Revechavim, Eina Choshish Shem Mano, Shal Acheres Hoya. You're not Choshish, it's a Bano of someone, a different Behemo. So you see, Klar, it's a Vada, you say, you're not Choshish, it's a different Behemo. So like the Bar, no, Miktani, who? Hoya Ktani. It says Hoya, it's Mashma Hoya, which means Eina Choshish. Shema b'nosh acheres hoya, that it always it never had its own baby. We're not choishes to b'nosh acheres. Ela im kain, only if hoya l'vlad mekara. Only if it had a vlad mekara, then you are choishes that it's b'nosh acheres. But l'maisa kaponim, Shem Mil just trying to say is that if a shua had a baby, you're not choishes to b'nosh acheres unless if it had its own baby, then it could be chashash b'nosh acheres. So therefore, a marav shachi patvam b'char. But you don't see anywhere that it's a vadai, its own baby. So you don't see anywhere it's a vadai, its own baby. So let's try to bring it out, Raya. Toshima, this is the Toshima, it says, Nichnas, the thing loch we just learned, Nichnas sech edroi, v'roa sam of kiris manikois. This is the end of our Mishnah, Sefer of our Mishnah. Toshima, Nichnas sech edroi, v'roa sam of kiris manikois. Walk into your Eder, and you see the mafkirois, you walk into a whole herd of animals, v'ra'as the mafkirois manikois, you see the ones that are giving birth for the first time, they're being manik, their babies, she'ena mafkirois manikois, and you see the ena mafkirois are manik, their behemoths, ena chayshish she'e b'no shazu ba'e zu, she'e b'no shazu ba'e zu, you're not chayshish that they're each nursing a child's behemoths, and therefore all, you know, 10 babies are going to all be Safek Bechar, because we're not sure which one belongs to who. So, Freit the Gemara, Amai Leichos, Dilma Ruchumi Racham, Amai Leichos, Yishvichoshish, so must be it's a Raya, that's for sure its own child, does not Merachem someone else's. So it's the first Raya, maybe it's merachim someone else. It's a klar raya, not merachim. It's a raya of Shemuel holds. It's not merachim another animal, because if not, how you know it's a vada? So you see here it's a vada. So the Gemara, no, here it's taka vada. You know why here it's a vada? B'mokem dido loyshav kido merachim lo. For sure, when its own baby is in the same pen, you know he doesn't go and nurse someone else's baby, not his own baby. That she doesn't do. She only nurses her own baby if her baby's here. But the question is, we're talking about you go to the guy and you find it's only one baby here, so maybe it's someone else's baby. That's still a suffix. But of course, if her own baby's in the same thing, in the same pen, it's not going to say, oh, that's they switch babies. Each one will definitely nurse its own baby when its own baby is right here. That's not right. Not a try for right. It says Toshma, it says in the same braise, Dovah b'cheskasa, means that it's part of a mechara. We're not sure if it's a vade, its own child. And it says v'chein, then it says the case of the mafkiris and a mafkiris, which is the last case we said, which there it's a vadai, because it's not merachim, if its own child's here, it's not merachim, someone else's child. But the Gemara's raya is, since it's in the same braise, it sounds like the same halacha, because it says v'chein. My life, reishu dumi d'seifa, ma seifa vadi dida. It's for sure its own baby. Why? Because it's not merachim on someone else's baby. Af reisha v'adida. The reisha is also for sure its own baby. So since it puts it in the same braisa and says v'chein, so maybe it sounds like it's vada its own baby. And you be chay for isa v'espanoi. So I don't know. Mid the area, how could this bag isa? Really, the reisha is a suffix of its own animal. We know for sure it's part of a mechar, but suffix of its own baby. And the seifa where it has its own child in the same pen. So of course, then it'll be nurse's own baby. There it's a vadai, but each case is different. What's the v'chein? My v'chein, aptur the v'chair. V'chein just means that the source of pata from v'chair. It's similar. That's pata from v'chair. But of course, it's not the same thing regarding that's a vadai, its own behema. Zok demar avaita. Omer Rabba bar Barchana. Omer Rabbi Yechonon. Ra'o chazir shekaruch hacharochel. Now the halacha is, if you know for sure a rochel gives birth a baby, and you open up the baby, you see what the baby comes out. What is it? It's a chazir. The halacha is, the chazir is kosher. A tamei that comes from a tar is kosher to eat. But here you have a case where you see a chazir is nursing from a rochel, but you're not sure it's its own child. You see a chazir that's nursing from a rochel, from a sheep. Patura min habachayra. It's part of from bechar. Because, as we said, Rav Shmuel holds that, we'll see in a second, the Gemara will explain, but a Rachel cannot nurse unless it had its own baby. even if it nurses someone else's baby, but it won't nurse unless it had its own baby. So for sure, it's potter. The subsequent baby that Rachel has, it'll be potter. Turon Chayra. But you cannot eat this chazir ad yovav v'yaret tzedek lechem. Until Elyon Avi comes and tells you this was Taka, the baby of this chazir was Taka, the baby of the Rachel. So Gemara analyzes exactly what's going on over here. Potter Rav Chayra, why? Who are you going like? Come on, Karashim Megamil. It's like a Shimon Gamil holds that it doesn't nurse unless it has had a baby before. Then it says, V'asa ba'achila k'rabbanon. It's asa ba'achila like the Rabbanon who are choshesh. Maybe it's someone else's baby. So that's shver. Why would you have half Shimon Gamil, half Rabbanon? We'll see in a second. The Gemara is going to say, maybe even Shimon Gamil could be asa ba'achila because that's not a for sure, like we just finished saying. But the Gemara is going to get to that soon. So question number one is, it sounds like the ratio says Patam Mecharim sounds like it's its own child. If it's its own child, you're Patam Mecharim. And then it says Asa Ba'achila, it sounds like it's a suffix. It's not its own child. So that's like the Rabbanon, the whole that a behemoth is merachim on a different child. So it's kash number one. Vasu, ikra Rabbanon, if it's like the Rabbanon, and that's why it's Asa Ba'achila, because you're not sure if it's its own son or not, my ad yovel yeret tzedek lechem. There's no hira. I don't know if it doesn't make a hira. You said it's a gila milsa. It just has to tell you, is it the child or not? Actually, yavad lecha davam bayalei. It's until he lets you know. If it's just a safik, and that's what you need Eliyahu and Avi tell you. If it's we pass the Shimon Gamil the Rabbanon, I'm a safik, am I Ptura Mechaira? It shouldn't be part of Mechaira either, because maybe pass the Rabbanon, and maybe this is not its behemah, and I never had a baby, and it's Chayef HaBachar. The next baby should be a Bachar. Vesum, I'm a safik, also it's not a safik, but I'm a Rabbi Barachan Arvich, and I'm learning from Daf Chav Gimel. That call Makam Shoshana Rav Shimon Gamil Mishnei. No, it's not a Chav Gimel. This is not a member all of a Shas. So I'm Rabbi Barachan Rav Yechanan. Call Makam Shoshana Rav Shimon Gamil Mishnei. No, anytime we have Rav Shimon Gamil in our Mishnah, Halach Kamaisa Chutz Ma'arev Mitzidon V'Raya Achrayna. Three cases where we don't pass Rav Shimon Gamil, but everywhere else we pass Rav Shimon Gamil. So here we pass Rav Shimon Gamil. It's not a suffix. We don't need Aliyah and Avi for that. So the question is, we pass Rav Shimon Gamil. So why can't you eat it also? So the Marla Olam Pshitulei Halach Rav Shimon Gamil. Miu, we have a suffix like the Gemara before. What's pshat of Shimon Gamil? Miu mustafkele yisavar of Shimon Gamil. You let us merachma. Ayin merachemus. Ayin merachemus. We're not sure. Fear Shimon Gamil. Of course, it had a baby once before, but we're not sure if that it's nursing this chazir means it's its own baby, or sometimes it nurses other people's babies. So, afraid the Gemara. Then why do you have to wear chazir? Yochi ad shvina chazir. Shvina tle. Say the same question with a tlev. And the question is, like we just finished saying, there's a shayla, if the child belongs to the mother, and the nafkamina is a gabi oisav esmenoi. So why do you have to say a case of chazir? Zog the Gemara, chazir is trichle. Chazir is a special chiddush. Diashminon tlev, if he just said it's tlev, and the question is, if you're sharing a meal, we know if it's nursing its own tlev, a tla, we know for sure it had a baby before. And the question is it its own or not? And the gavi nafmina is gavi oisav esmenoi. We clear that child, we say, this whole child is by a tla. But if it's a chazir that it's nursing, then for sure it's its own child. Because it would not be merachim on something that's not its own min. Chazir srichli, ishmina and tla, avmina, imtim tzaloyma desova yeledes merachemes, even if you say that a yeledes is merachemes on a different behema, the mina. The mina, the merachemes, the mina, the loy mina loy. Only its own min would be merachemes, but not its min not. So therefore, ashmin and chazir that teach us that afil lav mina nami, even its lav mina also there's a shayla. Yiklameim adil merachma that maybe it is merachem in it. Even a not mina, there's a chance maybe it is merachem. But the maravaita v'hainu dom Rabbi Yechanan, we find such an idea by Rabbi Yechanan also that we declare such a shayla. If it's merachim on something that's not its min, because behind the Rav Yechonon, boy Achoy, Achoy had a shayla, Achoy b'Ribi, Achoy the very choshev Rav Achoy, b'Ribi means godol b'doyroi. He had a shayla, ra chazir shekorach acha rochel. You see a chazir that's nursing from a rochel. Mao, what's the halacha? So the Gemara analyzes. Ma'akam abayale. What is the Gemara shayla? Ilem lebechayra. If the question is the next subsequent animal that's born from the mother, chay a bechara nat, v'kum boyle hilchus Rav Shimon Gamil, hilchus Rav Anan. And the question is, do we pass Rav Shimon Gamil that it can nurse someone else's baby unless it has its own baby, or hilchus Rav Anan holds that it is a chshash, merachemes, on a different baby even before it has its own baby? If that's the shayla, to boyle tle, ask the shayla by tle, not by chazir. So Gemara explains, Kikum Abayale, we're asking a question, Dafka Bechazir, and Kikum Abayale le Bechayra Beliba de Rabbanon, and we have a question by Bechayra according to Rabbanon, special by Chazir, and La Achila, and to eat it, Beliba Shimagamil. And the Gemara explains, Le Bechayra, Vafil Rabbanon, the Rabbanon say that when a regular animal you're seeing nursing like a sheep, nursing another sheep, there it's a soft, the next behemoth is a Sofik Bechayra, because maybe it's Merachim on someone else. But you could say, "Vafil Rabbanon da Merachma." Maybe you would say, "Ki Merachma da Mina." Only it's own min, the loy mina, like Chazir loy. Maybe there, even the Rabbanon will agree that it must be its own baby, because it wouldn't nurse a non sheep if it wasn't its own baby. Aydilma, the loy mina Merachma. Even that, even it's not min, it also be Merachim, and still will be a Safek Bechara, Safek an animal. So the special shayla by Chazir le Bechara according to Rabbanon. Is here the Rabbana Moida or not? Maybe the Rabbana Moida because there's no chance it's Merachim, a different min. And you can also have a question like Achila. Lafil Shem Amil. Intim to Lemus Yosavi Lettus Merachim Chemes, even if you hold the Shem Amil holds, that there's a chance that your Lettus Merachemes on a different animal, and different won't be Oysa Espinoi. And maybe the Mina, the Lav Mina Loi, but not it's been not. And therefore, you can eat the Chazir because the chazir for sure came from this animal because it wouldn't nurse a different min. Even if it's not its own animal, it would nurse the other animal, and you can't eat it because it's a real chazir. That would be a shav for shem meal. But of course, b'chayra would be pasha to be part of a b'chayra teiku. And of course, this question la achila is also a question according to Rabbanon, not only according to shem meal. But the shayla b'chayra is only according to Rabbanon because according to shem meal, any behemoth that nurses for sure the subsequent animal is not a b'chayra. Again, because it wouldn't nurse unless it had its own animal. The question is, if it's its own baby, that's still a shayla in the Gemara, a fear of Shimon ben Gamliel.